Good morning. We praise the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We're able to get up this morning and stand before you on this wonderful day. This is Monday, May 20th. It's a wonderful day. Wonderful because we were up. Praise God. You're dialed into Maximum Radio. This is Global Time with Jesus Christ. Our theme today is saying yes, yes, to the Lord. This is your host, Aubrey Gregory. I extend a blessed welcome to all our prayer partners that are dialed in right now and those that will come as we progress along the program lines. We have a wonderful prayer agenda today that I believe it's from the heart of God. God is speaking to us and showing us great and mighty things and does want us to respond. And, of course, he wants us to respond in the affirmative. He wants us to say yes. There are so many great things that he is doing. Just want to quickly give you a praise report of answer to our prayers over the last couple of weeks. We've been praying about the Global Day of Prayer event in the great city of Newark downtown, and what an event it was. It was tremendous. In fact, on last week, you know how you know when the Lord has intervened is when things go over the top in a way that you never imagined or anticipated or could have planned. But God showed up on Saturday in Military Park, and right at the end of our time there, approximately about 8 o'clock, we had prayed and petitioned the Lord and fellowshipped as well, because there were many ministries and churches represented. And we were so thankful. However, that would have been enough. At the very end of the service, God showed up in a mighty way. And if you were passing by, you would have thought that somebody came into the park and shot up the park with a firearm or something. People were laying on the grass. Just overpowered by the Spirit of God. And that was God saying, yes, I approve and I'm pleased with what you're doing. And just before that, personally myself, I was part of something that was awesome. I was at Old First Church. Old First Church is situated at the top of Branford Place on Broad Street. It's the first registered organized church in the state of New Jersey over 337 years ago. And this church was organized by believers that came to this region from the state of Connecticut. And this church had gotten into, over the years, had become really disconnected from the community and all of that. Well, we were there and welcomed there and for prayer on Saturday, and it was great. It was great. You could feel the all of God's plan and purposes as well as history filling the place. Well, we had just discussed with a friend a couple of days ago, a couple of weeks ago, about trying to connect with the pastor there and to help and assist in having that church, since it's a well that has been dug by saints so many years ago. And, well, we found out on Saturday, that a new pastor was being installed on Sunday, the first African-American pastor since the church began. How wonderful is that, and how big an answer to prayer is that? So my wife and I, we just were determined to be there for that occasion on yesterday, and at 3 o'clock we were there, and it was great. And this pastor wants to be the church to be a part of the city of Newark in a big way, in its surrounding community. And so we are planning to meet at some point, we would like to, our ministry and myself, be an assist in helping them remove all those rocks from the well that had been stopped up. Powerful well. Just a quick overview of what God is doing, because we're praying here every day, Monday through Friday, and we want to know that God is answering prayer. I'm sure you would like to know that. Okay, our agenda today is the first thing that's the Holy Spirit dropped on us today is a prayer for those who are traveling. We know, and I'm sure you may know, of people that are traveling to visit, vacationing, and all of that right now. And we know that we live in a world where demonic spirits, the enemy is on the move trying to disrupt life. So we want to pray for those that are traveling. Father, we thank you for liberty and life, and particularly that you've given us in this nation. And we thank you for the chance to refresh that many have been blessed with right now, where they can travel and visit with loved ones. Now, Lord, we lift them up before you. We lift them up. You're the hands that carry them, whether they're traveling by surface transportation or through the air. You're the hands that hold them up. You're the hands that protect them from the storms, from the tornadoes, and all the things that can wreck lives and destruction. Now, Father, we ask for divine supernatural protection for these wonderful human beings that you have created, and we ask for safe traveling mercies for them. We see your dispatch angels surrounding every mode and means of transportation that they're on through our cities, above ground, on the ground, and in the air. Bless them now, even as they go through the airports and through the terminals and stations, and through the highways. So we thank you right now, because we're fearlessly dependent upon you for everything. Thank you for keeping all of us and all of our friends, loved ones, and others that we may not even know, keep them safe on this wonderful day as they travel through the nation and around the world. And we thank you so much for your divine covering and divine protection. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We have confidence that God is granting that request for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Now, today our theme, as we had announced earlier, in case you just dialed in, is saying yes to the Lord. And what a wonderful opportunity to do that, to say yes. And there are many things that he is desiring and requiring, and he wants us to surrender willingly and say yes. So we want to let him know that we're, first of all, available to hear his voice, to hear only his voice. Now, there are many voices that come, but we want to hear his voice. We want to be able to select out from the noise and hear his pure voice. So we say, Lord, we come to you in true repentance of our sins and ask for forgiveness for all of our sins, those that we know and those that are not, we're not conscious of, but forgive us, please. We know that your blood is powerful, it's efficacious, it works to cleanse and to purify. So we ask for that covering right now of your precious blood. You said if we confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us. And not only forgive us, but to cleanse us. Oh, we need the cleansing. So we praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have given us and that you will continue to give us even during this wonderful day. So as we come to you, Lord, and humble ourselves before you, we bow low before your throne and we cast our crowns at your feet. We ask you to clear our minds of any preconceived thoughts and confusion or deception. We ask you to block anything that is not of you, and that we hear your voice and only your voice. We thank you for the words of wisdom that we receive from you, and we ask you, Lord, in complete faith, in complete confidence in you, that you will not allow any words to be spoken from our mouths that are not your words. We want to have a watch over our heart and our mouths. We want our mouths to and our tongues to exude words of life and not of death. We want to speak your will and not our will. We want to speak your heart and not our heart. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, right now. And we say, so let it be. We say, amen, amen. And I trust that all of you are able to agree with that prayer and believe God today, even as we consciously move about our daily responsibilities and the things and chores that we must do, that we are tuned in to his voice, that we can hear his voice. We can hear his voice. What a wonderful opportunity to be able to function like that. Let's pray a prayer of acknowledgement and submission to him. I sense that as a need out there, particularly that we're beginning the week. This week is a week that God wants to accomplish something in us and with us and through us. So we want to be in acknowledgement, in complete submission and position, even as we hear his voice. Heavenly Father, we again come to you, not in our name, not in our merits, but in the holy name of Jesus Christ. And we acknowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, is our Lord. He's also our Savior. We acknowledge that he is above all and has all authority and power in heaven. He's seated at your right hand, Father, and he has authority over all the earth. He has authority in the earth, and he has authority over and in our lives, each and every one of us. So today we willfully bow. We bow before your mighty throne. And we surrender and submit all areas, every area of our lives. We surrender and submit all that we are and all that we have to you. Whatever makes up our collective and individual worlds, Lord, our possessions, our relationships, our thoughts our dreams, desires, in the name of Jesus. We give it to you. We submit it to you. We put it into your hand consciously, even now. And Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you would receive all of that, because you're the creator of heaven and earth, and we want to submit under your lordship, so that you're not Lord in theory, but you're Lord in the real. You're Savior in the real for us. You're Master to us. So because of that, we commit total allegiance to you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, now, today, and for the rest of our lives, to do your work, to do your will, and obey you at all times. We give permission, we give our lives and all that is in it as a living sacrifice. Yes, it's a reasonable service. We give it unto you that first and foremost, all that we are would be a glory and honor and praise unto you. Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' holy name, we commit our life and all that is in it to do your good works and to have and be in your total desire, your total will, your total way, your presence. We will, and we are, and we'll be transformed into your total likeness as we perform your good works by your might, by your spirit and power, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, if any of our prayer partners today has a prayer request or a short testimony of answered prayers that have resulted from our times of prayer together, now is a good time. I would open up your mic so that you can be heard as you relate that to us, but feel free to speak out and speak up. We want the principalities, the powers to know that we know who we are relating to, that we're relating to God. Yes. So now is the time. There's a power of agreement that exists right now that we want to take advantage of. In the name of Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for your presence with us. Thank you, Lord. We know that you desire us and you desire our presence before you. Thank you for welcoming us. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come in boldly where your presence is so awesome. We can be struck dead, but you've asked us to come in, and you've asked us to call upon you, and we're doing that even now.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I pray for each prayer partner that you've given to us. We thank you for who they are and how you've created and made them and gifted them and wired them for this hour, for this time, for this season.
Thank you, Lord.
In the history of the earth, you positioned us even now on the timeline of history. We consider it a privilege. We consider it joy. We consider it your purpose. So we shamelessly depend upon you today. We rely on you today.
Yes, Lord.
You said you were in the midst to bless. Well, we need, desire, covet the blessing. The blessing of your presence and you here with us. The blessing of the confidence that we have in knowing you, relating to you, being blessed by you. So that this day is not just another day, but it's the day that the Lord has made, so that we are able to rejoice in it. So thank you for opening your gates, allowing us to make entrance with thanksgiving, with praise, bringing our sacrifice of praise, presenting ourselves as living sacrifices. So what can we do, Lord, but say yes? Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. We give this day back to you. You've given it to us as a divine, supernatural gift. And we give it back to you so that this day fulfills your heart's desire in and through our lives. You're able to advance the cause of your great purpose and kingdom in the earth today. We pray that someone somewhere today will say yes. For the first time, say yes and mean it. In the name of Jesus, we'll surrender. And your joy and your peace will come flooding into their being. So we give this day back to you, and we want you to create it in your own likeness and heart's desire. Shape it and fashion it for your glory. We decree today that your voice will be heard by your Spirit in extraordinary ways today. Hallelujah. Yes. Father, in places that we go, we will be able to sense the atmosphere. And because of your divine presence with us, the atmosphere will be stirred, changed, and transformed for your glory at work. Even as we go down the streets and the highways, there would be a sense of divine presence. People may not know or understand what is happening, But we will know that our prayers are heard on heaven, and we are on task. We are on a mission. We've been dispatched. And we are carrying your glory into our workplaces, into wherever we go to do business, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, wherever we have that confidence. So we accept your assignment today. We say yes. We say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. And we go with gladness, boldness, listening for your voice every second, every moment. We believe today our beings are filled with light. Light. Light from above. And we will glow in the darkness. We will walk without fear, boldly into the darkness, knowing that we're sent to be light. 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 You said, let there be light. And there was light. Well, there is light on today. So we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Each person that is on our prayer broadcast today, receive that light. Receive it. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're dealing with, receive the light. And go knowing that you're sent. Go knowing that you're victorious. Go knowing that the Lord is with you. Not because you're a good person. Not because you're this wonderful saint. No, because His grace, we can't deserve His presence. We just can't. We can't earn it. His grace, His love is what surrounds. So we're coming down to the wire. We have about 85 seconds left in our broadcast. And I want to thank all of you for joining with us in prayer on today. And we know and are confident that your hearts in this. That's why you got up and dialed in. So we want you to know that on tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 21st, we will have a guest prayer leader. She'll be kind of co-hosting with me, so to speak. We have my thoughts are just roaming far and wide. But we'll have Christine LeMay with us on tomorrow at 6 o'clock sharp. And come tomorrow expecting God to move. Expect Him to do something that's on His heart. So we're looking forward to seeing you. Be blessed. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed
today.
And victorious day, everyone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone.
Love you.
God bless.
Yes.